From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama and his family are wrapping up a trip to Ghana with a somber tour of the Cape Coast Castle, a former fortress where African slaves were held before being shipped to America. Mr. Obama says the visit is an especially important lesson for his daughters.
I think it was particularly important for Malia and Sasha, who are growing up in such a blessed way, to be reminded that history can take very cruel turns.
Earlier, President Obama addressed Ghana's parliament. He hailed the country's democratic traditions as a model for other African nations. The president spoke of the need for government transparency, saying strong institutions, not strong men, make a successful nation. President Obama flies back to the U.S. in a couple of hours. California is forced to issue IOUs to pay some of its bills amidst its $26 billion budget deficit. But starting today, some of the biggest banks in the country will not redeem those promissory notes. Julie Small from member station KPCC reports.
Bank of America, Chase, and Wells Fargo won't honor California's IOUs. The banks want California lawmakers to pass a budget instead of passing the buck. That's left taxpayers, vendors, and local governments scrambling for ways to cash the IOUs. Some have listed them on eBay or Craigslist. But Daniel Penrod with the California Credit Union League said there are better options.
If an individual can take it to a financial institution, they're going to get full value, and that is in their best interest. If by chance their current institution says no, definitely look around.
Over 60 credit unions in California will redeem the IOUs, as will dozens of smaller banks. A New York firm called Second Market plans to open trading of California's IOUs next week. It's regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission. For NPR News, I'm Julie Small in Oakland, California.
California's governor and legislature resume negotiations today on closing the state's $26 billion budget gap. Last night, Republican and Democratic lawmakers expressed cautious optimism about their ability to find consensus, especially on Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's demand for government reform. That is in stark contrast to a week of partisan wrangling that temporarily stalled negotiations. NASA is grounding Space Shuttle Endeavour until at least tomorrow night so that it can assess whether all critical systems are still go after a series of lightning strikes near the launch pad overnight. Endeavour was supposed to blast into space this evening. NASA will attempt another launch tomorrow night. The shuttle will deliver the final piece of Japan's $1 billion space station lab. The first two sections were sent up last year. From Washington, this is NPR News. Russia's threatening the U.S. over proposed missile defense shield, Jessica Gallagher reports.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev warned Washington that if the U.S. doesn't reach an agreement with Russia on plans for a missile defense shield in Eastern Europe, Moscow will deploy rockets in an enclave near Poland. President Medvedev's remarks are in stark contrast to his positive comments earlier this week when he met with President Obama. Medvedev commented that no one is saying missile defense is harmful in itself or that it poses a threat. But Medvedev now says that if Russia and Washington don't agree on the issues, there will be consequences. He describes the missile defense shield as harmful and threatening to Russia. This week's summit between Mr. Obama and Medvedev was hailed by both sides as a positive step in bettering relations between the two countries. The two leaders agreed on the framework for a new strategic arms reduction treaty. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Britain is calling the last 24 hours in Afghanistan the deadliest for British troops. Eight soldiers have died, and the British government warns of more casualties in the coming months. Britain is helping U.S. forces with a major offensive against insurgents. Thousands of troops and hundreds more Afghan forces recently flooded insurgent strongholds in Helmand Province. Five men accused in the Mumbai, India terrorist attacks last November may stand trial next week. Pakistan's Interior Minister Rehman Malik says the government's investigation into the three-day siege is nearly complete. The attack that killed 166 people escalated tension between Pakistan and India, which accuse Islamabad of being complicit in terrorist activity. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.